Thoth the Atlantean, guide to help marching to the light. I, Thoth the Atlantean, am ready to become a guide for all who aspire to the divine light. I am ready to help both those who are only just beginning the path and those who have already approached the highest achievements. Accept my guidance, and I will be with you every hour, day or night. There is a silence that prevails everywhere. You can learn, even in the noise of the external material world, to come into this space of silence. Calm the mind. Cultivate the habit of living in such deep peace of mind that it becomes possible to perceive the space of the transparent silence, in which it is possible to perceive God. I am one of the representatives of the divine united we. I can effectively help you if my guidance is accepted by you in your inner silence. This silence is mastered in the developed spiritual heart. Both outside of you and inside of you, God is always present. It is He who gives both to the manifested world and to every creature the ability and power to be, to live. An embodied soul is initially a detached individual lump of consciousness, which is intended to develop in the material world. It has free will in order, in particular, to admit or not admit God into its small world. To accomplish this, it is necessary to remove the blinders of the individual mind and to understand and accept in your life that God really exists. Then you need to open the gates of the spiritual heart, after which there is then the prospect of feeling the presence of God as reality. Only the opening and further development of the spiritual heart allows you to cognize what love is. Only the soul that has become love can fully cognize God, who is love. If love in the soul grows and becomes stronger, the person may develop true wisdom and power. After all, such wisdom and power come exclusively from love. And then it takes time to gain experience in the life with God, to come to the knowledge that the person and God can become one. To do this, the soul must evolve up to the divinity. Get used to taking responsibility for your decisions before God. Acquire a habit to seek and do the best that is possible in each of the existing situations. Then sadness and indecision will leave you forever, and the ability to understand the divine will, as well as the force required to withstand the pressure of adverse circumstances, will increase many times. When you have established yourself in the true knowledge of my will, then you will have nothing and no one to frighten you. You will forget then that there is pride and fear. You will not be afraid of any shame before an unreasonable crowd or the death of your material shell. Everything that comes to you from the outside, the actions and words of others, success or failure, and other problems and circumstances, are my tools by which I, in the most accurate and timely way, work on your improvement. You, With your acceptance, understanding, humility, and love, can cooperate with me in this work on your self-transformation. Your choice might be as follows: to get upset, or to remain in a steady and gentle, radiantly transparent state of consciousness. To accept the challenge of difficulties, or to surrender. To forget about God and the everyday bustle, or to seek to preserve and multiply your interactions with God. To find the wisdom of the golden mean in your actions, or to repeatedly hit your forehead against insurmountable obstacles which would be better to move around. To patiently wait for the moment to carry out your actions and do them together with me in an accurately aligned moment. Or, being too early or too late, make it so that you have to repeat such training situations in your destiny. Such decisions, more or less significant, you make all the time. And you can always learn to look at events in the way that God does. Thus, using the full awareness of your studies from me, you gradually approach the unity of you and me, man and God. In this way, the greatest happiness is acquired. It can become your achievement. On the path to this, you will gradually depend less and less on circumstances and increasingly become me, the one who creates everything and controls everything. To learn to live in the divine light, a person needs cleansing. It is incredibly difficult to feel God having a body that is sick or polluted in terms of energy. Cleansing and healing the soul and the flesh can be started as follows: to accept the true ethical principles suggested by God and fulfill them in your life. To exclude from the soul all bad emotions and thoughts. To eliminate the flesh of dead animals from your nutrition. To learn to live in the spiritual heart. It is easy to start working with the energies of light. Every morning, you can perform a simple cleansing exercise. A flow of light similar to the subtle white-golden light of the sun washes your body both inside and outside. Let this flow of light be strong and steady. Let it flow into and through the body as if there were no barriers of the flesh. As you get better at doing this exercise, you will increasingly feel yourself as this flowing light. Then, let the next movement of you, a consciousness, be a giving away of love from the spiritual heart to all sides. God always includes himself in these movements of love. You can open widely the spiritual heart from the chest, like a window, and let the light from it pour stronger and stronger to all the living. The stronger your emotions of love, the more you will feel God's help. Next, feel that the soul has its hands, and learn to use these hands of the spiritual heart. Let light flow through the body's hands, which have merged with the hands of the spiritual heart. In this way, you will gradually learn to act with hands that are connected with the hands of God, and which consist of the divine light. Due to this, your freedom from bodily matter will increase. Then you will be able to accept God's guidance in all areas of your life. The key to unity with the Creator is to give love together with Him. You start to learn it by giving love away from the spiritual heart, which, in the beginning, is located within the body. But later, there is an opportunity to learn more, to carry out the same action from the living source of the divine fire love on a universal scale. Every soul, radiating love, merges at this moment with God, at first for a short time, but such cooperation with God may become permanent. Thus, by constantly striving and working so hard, you will be able to establish yourself in the unity, that is, the coalescence of the spiritual heart with the divine consciousness. In this way, with time, you will find the center of yourself in the depths, in the divine center, which is called the Great Sun. There are worlds of sorrow for the souls that have turned away from the light. So, have the intention not to enter them, and turn away from vices. Because the vices of the soul are anchors which bind the soul in dense worlds and do not let it go to the light. Learn to notice that bad thoughts and emotions immerse you into dark and rough universal energies. But the joy of giving away good states to all around allow you to live in those states that are referred to as paradise. Typically, the majority of embodied people very freely fluctuate like pendulums between these states. Such people call these states of theirs as happiness, suffering, or grief. But you can also cognize the greatest happiness, the heavenly bliss in the great light, in the unity with God. The one who does not aspire to knowledge will not find it. The one who does not aspire to the light lives by instincts and mundane worldly desires. The one who seeks the light and persistently makes the necessary efforts on self-transformation surely will find the light. What attracts souls to the creation of evil, to lie, to laziness, violence, and anger? Think about it, and remove all of it from yourself. But how, someone may ask? To understand how to learn to manage your own states, know, there are energy centers in the body called chakras. There are 7 of them. They allow you to regulate the emotions of the soul and the life energies in the body. To begin, bring these structures into harmony. Fill each chakra as a bowl with the heavenly light pouring from above. In these bowls, wash all the organs of the body that are located in the corresponding chakra region. Then, feel a fountain of light coming from the depths, and let that flow rise up through the body from below, connecting the chakras into a single system. This will allow the light healing energies to more efficiently fill your body. Next, bring your mind into harmony with the creative thoughts of the messengers of the divine we, who are always ready to help you. Attune your thinking to their thinking. Connect your power and will with the calm of the divine power. And then we will be able to work together to produce and direct any kind of complex intention to its implementation. With the growth of your wisdom and strength, the ability of the divine force to act through you, through the body and soul, will increase. You can combine the love, thinking, and will of the soul with the love, wisdom, and power of God. The body of such a divine man will be a tool for the realization of the plans of God. In this way, God realization can be achieved and be manifested in all strata of the universal space. The one who has completely cleansed oneself's soul from darkness and has been born in the light becomes the brother or sister of me. Your goals should be clean, O man, and your thoughts must be clean. Then it will be easy to see the lords of the universe, because their abode is not far. Open, O man, the door of your spiritual heart, and do not close this door ever. Expand the space of the spiritual heart, the space of love, until you realize that love is the state of God, of the infinite and eternal creative universal power. Consolidate yourself in the emergence with Him. Then you will be able to combine the light of heaven, which is above the earth, with the light of heaven, which is below the surface of the planet. And then you will cognize the creative divine fire.